AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Severe weather is causing lots of problems in the middle part of the country.
A steel train bridge connecting South Dakota with Iowa collapses into the Big Sioux River late Sunday. Photos show a large span of it underwater. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says days of heavy rain and swollen rivers forcing evacuations, devastating homes, roadways, and that bridge.
It was a big loss for us. That'll impact us for many, many months to come.
Iowa's governor and Noem both declaring disasters for affected areas.
We did have one loss of life. And so the perspective of how dangerous this is becoming very real.
Heavy rain also causing flooding in Nebraska and Minnesota. I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court is stepping into the fight over transgender rights, agreeing to hear appeals from the Biden administration and families seeking to block state bans on gender-affirming care. It comes as Republican-led states have restricted health care for transgender people. The Supreme Court also agreed to consider reviving a critical approval for a railroad project that would carry crude oil and boost fossil fuel production in rural eastern Utah. Car dealerships across North America are wrestling with major disruptions that started last week with cyber attacks on a software company widely used by car dealers. The Department of Health and Human Services is years into an initiative to end the nation's HIV epidemic by pumping hundreds of millions of dollars annually into certain states, counties, and territories with the highest infection rates. African Americans continue to have the highest HIV rates in the U.S. overall. The first weekend of summer brought a tragic but familiar pattern for American cities racked by gun violence. Mass shootings left dozens dead or wounded at a party in Alabama, an entertainment district in Ohio, and a grocery store in Arkansas. It's the second straight weekend that saw an outbreak of mass shootings across the country. This is AP News. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal from a former reality TV personality, Josh Duggar, who was convicted in 2021 of downloading child sexual abuse images. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
The Supreme Court did not elaborate on why it denied an appeal from Josh Duggar, formerly of the TLC show 19 Kids and Counting. Federal authorities say he downloaded abuse images involving children onto a computer at a car dealership he owned in 2019. He was convicted 2 years later. Lower courts rejected Duggar's argument that his attorney should have been able to ask a former dealership employee who used the same computer about a prior sex offense conviction. Duggar is serving a sentence of 12 and a half years in prison. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A source tells the AP the Cleveland Cavaliers are hiring Golden State assistant Kenny Atkinson as their new coach. J.B. Bickerstaff was fired last month by Cleveland despite two straight playoff appearances. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.